Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Marco.
So, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Judy.
The handout today is the normal two handouts,
yes,
plus the chapter of the mana. So that's available on the Unique Astrological Times page. Below the recordings of the Tanit Dibur teachings that we've been doing. And it's just above the Tu Bishvat handouts that we did on Sunday. And the first thing we will be doing is the chapter of the mana.
Good.
And I want to...
Brandelo.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we start the chapter of the mana, I do want to read a very short paragraph that is attempting to answer the question, why do we read the Parasha of Haman this morning, Tuesday, of the Parasha of Beshalach? The Parasha of Haman is within the Parasha of Beshalach. A few years ago, I wrote about the Parasha of Haman. As known, there is a sigula. A sigula is a protection. From Rabbi Mendel of Rimenov, to read the Parashat Haman on Tuesday that Beshalach is read. I received the article below by email from some publication, where he gives reasons why we read it on this particular time. As he explained to me in our correspondence, the Rama starts off the Shulchan Aruch, which is from the Orach Chaim, by saying, Shiviti Hashem Leneged Tamid. That is the phrase that we studied yesterday from Psalm 16. The translation, I place Hashem before myself always. This is not easy for most to do. Perhaps this is one thing that a sigula does. It gets us to realize that Hashem is always there. If one does any of the many sigulot, they are merely reminders of shivitis, connections. No one could have anything against doing something with the intention to remember a Shiviti. For those that just want to go through the motions and aren't interested in remembering that Hashem is the only one that controls everything, then hopefully this will get us to think about what we are doing and bring us to real emunah. The chapter of the mana is describing how in the desert the mana started to fall, how it falls, why the people called it mana, all of these kinds of questions. But mana represents parnassah. It represents sustenance. It represents things that are physical with a spiritual kavanah. There are many people who read this chapter of Mana for parnasah, for sustenance, for their jobs, for their wealth. And many of them read it every day as part of their connections. But we are taught that it is the best time to say this on Tuesday morning, the third day of the week of Beshalach. So, I'm not starting out with the Loshen Yichud yet. Because we have a prayer that we are saying at the beginning of the pages that we have here. Yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheinu Velohei Avotenu Shetazmin Parnasa Lekol Amcha Beit Yisrael Uparnasati Uparnasat Anshe Veiti Biklalam Benachat Velo Betzar Bekavod Velo Bevizu Beheter Velo Beisur Kedeshenu Kal Lavod Avodatecha Velilmod Toratecha Kimo Shezanta Leavotenu Man Bamidbar Beeretzia Bearava. Now for the reading of the parasha itself. This is the second page of the handout. Verse 4 is where we start, and it will continue to verse 36.
Vayomer Adonai Yohewahe El Moshe Hineni Mamtir Lachem Lachem Min Hashamayim Vayatsa Ha'am Velach Tu Devar Yom Yomo Leman Anasenu Ayelech B'Torati Imlo V'chaya b'yom ha'shishi V'hekinu et asher Yaviyu v'haya Mishne al asher liktu Yom yom V'yomer Moshe V'acharon el kol b'nei Yisrael Erevidatem Ki Adonai Yohewahe Otsio Etchem Meretz Mitzrayim Uvoker Uritem Et Kavod Adonai Yohewahe Esamo Et Telunotechem Al Adonai Yohewahe V'nachnu ma'akim Talinu aleinu V'yomer Moshe V'teit Adonai Yohewahe Lachem v'erev Basar le'ekor b'lechem b'boker lishboa, lishmoa, Adonai Yohewahem, et lunotechem, asher atem malinim, alav v'nachnu malo aleinu, lunotechem, ki al Adonai Yohewahem, vayomer Moshe, El Aharon, Emor El Kol Adat, Bnei Yisrael Kirvu, Livnei Adonai Yohewahei, Kishama Et Tilunotechem, Vayehi Kedaber Aharon, El Kol Adat, B'nei Yisrael v'yifnu el ha-midbar. V'hine kivod Adonai Yohewahei nira be'anam. V'idaber Adonai Yohewahei el Moshe le'mor. Shamati Et lunot B'nei Yisrael daber Alehem lemor Ben ha-arbaim toklu Basar uvaboker Isme be'u lachem Vidatem ki ani Hashem Yohewahei Elohechem, Vayhi ba'erev ta'al. Haslav v'atkas et ha'machane, uva'boker ha'ita, shikvat ha'tal, saviv la'machane, v'ta'al shikvat. Ha'atal v'hine al p'nei ha'midbar Dach mechuspat Dach kach por al ha'aretz Vayiru v'nei Yisrael vayomru Ish el achiv manhu Ki lo yadu mahu vayomer Moshe Alehem hu halechem Asher natan Adonai Yohewahei lachem Ve'achla Ze hadavar asher tziva Adonai Yohewahei Liktu mimenu Ish lefi achlu lachlo, Omer legul golet, Mispar nafsetechem, Ish leshar v'achalo pikachu, Vayasu ken b'nei Yisrael, Vayiliktu, Amarbe v'hamamit Vayamodu Laomer v'lo ha'edif Amarbe v'hamamit Lo ha'echsir ish l'fiachlo Lekatu Vayomer Moshe Alehem Ish Al Yoter Mimenu Ad Boker Velo Shamu El Moshe Vayotiru Anashim Mimenu Ad Boker Vayarun tolaim vayevash vayitzo alechem Moshe vayilketu oto baboker baboker yishkefi achlo vecham Hashemesh v'namas Vayhi bayom hashishi latu Lechem mishne shne ha'omer Le'achad vayavu Kol nesiyei ha'eda Vayigidu le'moshe Vayomer alechem Who asher diber Adonai Yo hey wahe Shavton Shabbat Kodesh Ladonai Yo hey wahe Mahar et hasher tofu efu Ve'et asher tevaslu Vashelu ve'et kol ha'odet Anichu lachem lemishberet ad haboker Vayanichu oto ad haboker Kasher tziva Moshe velo chavish Hivish Varima lo haita bo Vayomer Moshe Ikluhu hayom ki shabbat, hayom ladonai yohe wahe, hayom lo hamitzahuhu. Vasadeh sheshet yamim tilketeuhu, uvayom hashvi. Shabbat lo yihye bo, vayehi bayom hashvi'i, yatu min ha'am. Lilkot v'lo matzahu, vayomer Adonai yohe wahe, el Moshe adnadna, me'antem lishmor, Mitzvotai v'torotai. Re'u ki Adonai Yohe wahe Natam lachem v'ha-shabbat Al kein hu noten lachem Bayom ha-shishi Lechem yomayim Shavuish tachtav Al yetze ish bimkomo Vayom hashvi'i Vayish bechutu Ha'am bayom hashvi'i Vayikre'u Beit Yisrael Et shemo man ha'vehu Bezera Gad lavan v'tamo Batzafichit bidvash Vayomer Moshe Ze hadavar asher tziva Adonai yohe wahe Milo haomer Mimenu levishmeret Ledorotechem Leman yiru Et hache ha Lechem Asher ha'echalti Echem ba'midbar V'baho V'hotzie Tzie Echem me'eretz Mitzrayim V'yomer Moshe El Aharon Kach Zimtzenet Achat v'ten shama Melo ha'omer Man v'chanach Oto lifnei Adonai Yohe wahe למשמרת לדורותיכם, כאשר ציווה אדוני, יהוה-וה-הי אל משה, ויניחהו אחרון לפני העדות למשמרת, ובני ישראל אכלו את המן 40 שנה עד בואם אל ארץ נושבת. את המן אכלו עד בואם אל קצה ארץ כנען. והאומר עשירית עייפה הוא. Then said Hashem to Moshe, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my Torah or not. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and that it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, At evening then you shall know that Hashem has brought you out from the land of Israel. And in the morning then you shall see the glory of Hashem, when the Eternal hears your mutterings against Hashem, and what are we that you murmur against us? And Moses said, This shall be when Hashem shall give you in the evening meat to eat, and in the morning bread to the full. For that Hashem hears your murmurings, which you murmur against Hashem, and what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against Hashem. And Moses spoke to Aaron, saying, Say to all the congregation of the people of Israel, Come near before Hashem, for the Eternal has heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness. And behold, the glory of Hashem appeared in the cloud. And Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the people of Israel. Speak to them, saying, And everything you shall eat, at evening you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Saying, at evening you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am Hashem your Elohim. And it came to pass that at evening the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay around the camp. And when the dew that lay wet was gone, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as hoar frost on the ground. And when the people of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna, for they knew not what it was. And Moses said to them, This is the bread which Hashem has given you to eat. This is the thing which Hashem has commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, and an omer for every man, according to the number of your persons, whom each of you has in his tents. And the people of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did measure it with an omer, he who gathered much had nothing over, and he who gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, Let no man leave of it till the morning. However, they listened not to Moses,
But some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was angry with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun became hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said to them, "This is what Hashem has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath to Hashem. Bake that which you will bake today, and boil what you will boil today, and that which remains over lay up for you to be kept until the morning." And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses bade them, and it did not stink, neither were there any worms in it. Moses said, "Eat that day, for today is a Sabbath to Hashem. Today you shall not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none." And it came to pass that some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather, and they found none. And Hashem said to Moses, "How long refuse you to keep my mitzvot and my laws? See, because Hashem has given you the Sabbath, therefore he gives you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide you every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day, and the house of Israel called its name Manna. And it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste was the wafers made with honey. And Moses said, "This is what Hashem commands. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread and which I have fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you out from the land of Egypt." And Moses said to Aaron, "Take a pot and put an omer full of manna in it and lay it up before Hashem to be kept for your generations. As Hashem commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept." And the people of Israel on manna ate manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They ate manna until they came to the borders of the land of Canaan. And an omer is the tenth part of an ephah. This is the reading of the manna. Does anyone have any questions? I am going to not read any Psalms today, because with the time we have left, we will barely finish one Psalm, and I'll be rushing and we won't be doing it justice. So tomorrow we will do Psalm 17. Does anyone have any questions? Class tonight at 4:30 is a deep Zohar class on Parashat Noach, section 25. And at 7 o'clock, a Tikkuni Zohar class. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., we will return to our regular schedule of the Tanit Dibur. But the manna, the reading of the manna, is also a Tanit Dibur. So we are all correct. I wish you all a beautiful day, and shalom to all. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Thank you. Tony, along with us.
Shalom. Thank you.